Test 10. I am going to give you the instructions for this test. I shall introduce each part of the test and give you time to look at the questions. At the start of each piece, you will hear this sound. You will hear each piece twice. Remember, while you are listening, write your answers on the question paper. You will have 5 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There will now be a pause. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part 1.
You will hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B, or C.
Question 1. You are in the service department of an electrical store when you overhear this technician speaking on the telephone.
Hello, Llanthan Service Department. Yes, we can repair a colour TV set. What seems to be the problem? Yes. And the picture is permanently like this? And the sound? No. Is the sound clear? Okay, well, if you can just try changing the contrast and brightness controls, they're on the back of that model, and try repositioning the aerial. And if there's no improvement, ring us again and we'll send a service engineer. Hello, Llanthan Service Department. Yes, we can repair a colour TV set. What seems to be the problem? Yes. And the picture is permanently like this? And the sound? No, is the sound clear? Okay, well, if you can just try changing the contrast and brightness controls, they're on the back of that model, and try repositioning the aerial. And if there's no improvement, ring us again and we'll send a service engineer.
Question 2. You are in a railway waiting room when you overhear this man speaking.
Well, touch wood, I'm completely over it now. I must have been away from my desk for almost a fortnight. Still, they seem to have got by all right without me. After all, I simply couldn't have gone into the office in my condition. I mean, I had a shocking temperature, feeling hot and cold all the time and shivering. And a couple of days I felt so dizzy I couldn't even stand up. But I'm back on my feet now. Mind you, apparently there's quite a pile of papers for me waiting when I get back to work. Well, touch wood, I'm completely over it now. I must have been away from my desk for almost a fortnight. Still, they seem to have got by all right without me. After all, I simply couldn't have gone into the office in my condition. I mean, I had a shocking temperature, feeling hot and cold all the time and shivering. And a couple of days I felt so dizzy I couldn't even stand up. But I'm back on my feet now. Mind you, apparently there's quite a pile of papers for me waiting when I get back to work.
Question 3. You are standing at the bar of an English pub when you overhear this exchange.
Can I help you, love?
Yes, we'd like something to eat. Does it all cost the same?
Yes, all meals are £5.50, including side salad and a bab.
That sounds all right. Can I take this over there to show my friends?
Well, there's only one of them. Couldn't they come over here to have a look?
Oh, go on, it'll only take a second.
Oh, right. There you are. Can I help you, love?
Yes, we'd like something to eat. Does it all cost the same?
Yes, all meals are £5.50, including side salad and a bab.
That sounds all right. Can I take this over there to show my friends?
Well, there's only one of them. Couldn't they come over here to have a look?
Oh, go on, it'll only take a second.
Oh, right. There you are.
Question 4. You are visiting the offices of a construction company when you overhear a woman answering the phone.
Yes. We're very sorry about that indeed. Yes, and your property is next door to the construction site? Well, sir, it's our company policy that no work begins before 7 a.m., but we can check with the foreman to see if this rule has in fact been broken. Well, I can't say anything about that, but I think you'll find that if there's been no damage to your actual property, we're not legally required to pay compensation. Yes, yes, we're very sorry about that indeed. Yes, and your property is next door to the construction site? Well, sir, it's our company policy that no work begins before 7 a.m, but we can check with the foreman to see if this rule has in fact been broken. Well, I can't say anything about that, but I think you'll find that if there's been no damage to your actual property, we're not legally required to pay compensation.
Question 5. You overhear this exchange in an office.
Oh, hi, Amanda.
Hello, David. I've just finished typing this letter, you know, with the shipping inventory for Uniparcel Express Limited.
And you want my opinion?
Well, not really. I do know how to write a letter.
Well, what's the problem then?
I just wondered if you could read through it and see if I've made any spelling mistakes.
Well, it's a bit late if you have.
Well, if there are any, I can just type it up again.
Oh, hi, Amanda.
Hello, David. I've just finished typing this letter, you know, with the shipping inventory for Uniparcel Express Limited.
And you want my opinion?
Well, not really. I do know how to write a letter.
Well, what's the problem then?
I just wondered if you could read through it and see if I've made any spelling mistakes.
Well, it's a bit late if you have.
Well, if there are any, I can just type it up again.
Question 6. You are listening to the results of football matches on a Saturday sports program.
And now some late results. Watford 3, Carlisle 0. Bolton Wanderers 1, Cardiff City 3. The Fulham Brighton and Hove Albion match was postponed due to rain. And we're still waiting for a score from the West Bromwich Albion Wolverhampton game, which has been delayed by flooding of the pitch. And Sheffield Wednesday 1, Coventry 0, Oxford United 2, Lyme Regis 9. And now some late results. Watford 3, Carlisle 0. Bolton Wanderers 1, Cardiff City 3. The Fulham Brighton and Hove Albion match was postponed due to rain. And we're still waiting for a score from the West Bromwich Albion Wolverhampton game, which has been delayed by flooding of the pitch. And Sheffield Wednesday 1, Coventry 0, Oxford United 2, Lyme Regis 9.
Question 7. You are at a rock concert where the lead singer makes this announcement.
Thank you very much. I just want to tell you about one of our fans who can't be here tonight. His name is Simon, and right now he's in Southcliffe Memorial Hospital, not far from here. I just want to tell you that he's a brave little guy because he's also very sick. But he's promised to come to our next gig in the UK when he's better and can walk again. This song is for Simon and anyone else with cerebrospinal arthritis. Thank you very much. I just want to tell you about one of our fans who can't be here tonight. His name is Simon, and right now he's in Southcliffe Memorial Hospital, not far from here. I just want to tell you that he's a brave little guy because he's also very sick. But he's promised to come to our next gig in the UK when he's better and can walk again. This song is for Simon and anyone else with cerebrospinal arthritis.
Question 8. You are a passenger travelling in a car when you are stopped by a policeman.
Excuse me, sir. Can I see your licence, please? And the insurance documents. This is your car, I presume?
Yes, it is my car.
It's just I did happen to notice while you were stationary at the traffic lights back there that your tail lights are not functioning. Were you aware of that?
Yes, the garage is waiting for the part.
Well, then, could I ask you to refrain from using the vehicle in the meantime? Otherwise, there'll be an accident. Excuse me, sir. Can I see your licence, please? And the insurance documents. This is your car, I presume?
Yes, it is my car.
It's just I did happen to notice while you were stationary at the traffic lights back there that your tail lights are not functioning. Were you aware of that?
Yes, the garage is waiting for the part.
Well, then, could I ask you to refrain from using the vehicle in the meantime? Otherwise, there'll be an accident.
That is the end of part one.